And so, our session is now in its final stages. I've psychoanalyzed you thoroughly. And we've examined your crush, literally from top to bottom, and everywhere in between. As we focus now on the final part of her, I want to draw your attention to your cock. You should have stopped rubbing it by now, but it should still be nice and aroused. Resolution won't come in this session. It will come when it's meant to, at the next thought or sight of your crush. And so, we must make sure that we've examined her in her every detail. And the last one left is her feet. Yes, the feet. Even the most humble part of her body is gorgeous, sexy, and triggering. Those are the feet that hold up her goddess frame. The same feet that carried her into your life. You cannot underestimate their power, importance, or sexiness. God knows you would kneel and worship at those feet if given the opportunity. But as I have already said, even if opportunity never comes, you surely will. Because your cock is a puppet on a string. And she is the ultimate puppet master. There is not one part of her anatomy that your cock wouldn't pop for. Premature ejaculation is inevitable when it comes to a woman like her. An amazing, beautiful woman. And the feet are no different. Let me ask you, how do you like her feet presented best? Is it in a sharp pair of pumps? Perhaps stilettos? How do you feel about seeing her in thigh-high boots? Boots that showcase her perfect arches, just right. Maybe you like shoe wear that's a little more revealing, such as sandals, flip-flops or thongs. Ones that showcase the soft skin and flawless shape of her perfect pair. Or perhaps you like them best when they're completely bare. Maybe just a little bit of polish, or perhaps a nice toe ring. In this condition, it becomes super easy for you to reach out and fondle them. To lotion up those feet and give her a nice hand massage. The deep satisfaction that you feel in your cock is unparalleled when you think of pressing your thumbs right into the arches, smushing your fingertips into the top of them, working and kneading that firm, tender flesh until she moans with satisfaction. These moans are as good an invitation as any to escalate things, to start sucking toes. Oh, the pleasure of having one's toes sucked. We women don't talk about it too much, but the experience really is on another level. You long to give that experience to the woman that you desire. But even if you can't, even if you never, ever do, it's still quite an experience for you just to think about it. Because the result is orgasm. An instant, premature orgasm results whenever you think about this woman's immaculate feet. Doesn't matter if they are dirty or clean feet, flat or arched feet, narrow or wide feet. You love the feet she has, whatever those feet may be. You love them in tennis shoes. You love them in sandals, in high heels, boots, clogs, in foot jewelry, toe jewelry, in dark polish, in white polish. You love her feet, both wet and dry. You love when they are oiled up or soaking in a bubble bath. There is nothing that could turn you away from her feet. You long to rub them and lick them, to massage and suck them. You would die if you ever felt the arches of her feet cradling your cock. What a thought to pop to. What a thought to become obsessed with. Oh, what a glorious idea to be triggered every time she walks into the room. You spurt like a fountain, explode like a water hose. Whenever you think of unleashing your premature load all over her beautiful pointed toes, you watch those painted toes wiggle and squirm as they take on more and more of your hot, copious load. Who could blame you? Her feet are beautiful, just as every part of her is beautiful. In your imagination, pick one up and run it across your face. Smell the sweet musk of her feet. Feel her toes flexing upon your face. So gorgeous. Her foot and leg, so light yet so heavy, where you cradle it in the palm of your hand. So good. So hot. Breathing her essence in, sticking your tongue out, allowing it to run across the belly of her foot. Her feet even taste good. In fact, they taste almost as good as they look. Just a little bit sweaty, a little bit tangy, and undeniably, her. As much as you'd love to shove your cock up against her feet, between her feet, and spurt all the way up to her knees, you're never going to make it. Because you're coming now, now, right now. Right now is the only time you have to come for her feet. So why not do it now? You only have an instant to show her how much you appreciate those feet, how much you worship and adore them through the power of your untimely orgasm. Sudden pleasure, boiling in your balls and erupting up and out of the tip of your cock like an absolute fucking geyser. You can never prepare yourself, even if you know instinctually that it's coming. You don't have the time, nor do you have the will to resist coming, coming, coming. Not when it comes to something as gorgeous and irresistible as your crush's feet. Her pretty feet pound the pavement, carrying her to where you are. As your brain and cock are pounded with the love and lust of them. Pretty feet, with high smooth arches and hard round heels, 10 perfect little toes on your perfect little woman. Everything about her is amazing, from the top of her head right down to the soles of her feet. You love to worship them, need to worship them, and your cock must salute in undying appreciation of them. When her feet are on your mind, it's like they might as well be on your whole body. Literally. Can you imagine the feeling of her stepping on your back with those glorious feet, giving you the best massage that you've ever had? The perfectly balanced weight of her on these feet, pressing into your tender, vulnerable flesh, kneading and massaging the muscles with heels and toes and arch. Maybe she would elect to rub your back with oil, maybe even down to your buttocks too, and massage you that way, but with her feet instead of her hands. Imagine the glorious beauty of a woman running her feet all over your naked body. Your cock surely would not be able to withstand the pleasure and the pressure that erupts from something as sweet as that. And what's more, the pleasure that you would feel in that scenario and the end result of it, a premature climax, can happen right now. Your body is already bearing the fruits, and your mind absorbing the programming to make you come as you would in that situation, in any situation at all. At least anyone that involves you thinking about your crush. Her beautiful face, her immaculate tits, her shapely ass and legs, her thick, warm, wet pussy, and her magnificent feet. Premature ejaculation is a given for you when she is involved. Most women don't affect you this way, but she is special, all the way down to her feet. You don't care if they're in red pumps or black ones. You don't care if they're in Crocs or Uggs, stiletto heels, spectator heels, saddle Oxfords, canvas shoes, ballet flats, thong sandals, chancletas, bedroom slippers, dance shoes, pantyhose, cleats, jogging shoes, or simply just bare. These feet are a point of obsession for you, and always a surefire trigger for a premature climax. You consistently give all you have for each and every part of her. There is not a drop of semen in your body that she does not own. Just as I, Goddess Athalia, have laid claim to your mind, your crush has laid claim to your premature climaxes. She's the only one who can affect you in this way. The only one who can make you come instantly for every last part of her. As we conclude, know that you have absorbed a ton of programming, and it may take time to fully settle in. This is why I'm going to allow you to come up at your own pace. I will leave you with a relaxing loop that will last for roughly 5 minutes, but if you need more time than that to come up, simply take it. You can remain in your chair in my office for as long as you need. In this way, the mind will naturally let you know when it's absorbed all its new learnings and perfectly assimilated its new trick to perfection. I have other lives to enhance today, but I will send a nurse by to check on you periodically. Oh, and when you check out, make out the check to Goddess Athalia, if you will. And also, be a peach. And don't tell your insurance company any details about today's session. If you can remember any, that is. You've been a great patient, darling. And it was my pleasure to give you all the help you need today.
And you're coming.